This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, the memories of this past week lurking because of the research done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of December 20th to the 24th. Merry Christmas to everybody. This is a spoiler alert attached to this, Michael. I'm going to suggest that the holidays are part of our story list this week. From Talkers, you can find the list at Talkers.com or DJVShow.com. So let us break bread together. Let us, I don't know, we can't do this program and have food in our mouth, though, so we'll have to wait and break bread later. I guess, yeah, under the circumstances,
we could smell the food as we're talking.
We can drink a little eggnog while we're doing this.
I do like eggnog, but I haven't had eggnog in years, and I don't know why, because
there's a shortage of eggs and a shortage of nogs.
Because I haven't been to parties in a while.
Right.
And that's where you usually drink the eggnog. It's not the kind of thing you say, hey, I think I'll make myself a glass of eggnog. Whatever. Right. So,
plenty of nogs.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, and Happy New Year, and Bernadette and the whole gang, Matthew and your grandchild, and it's cool. It's a good time of year. For all of this stuff. Yep, no question about it. All right, so top stories, let's have it.
Yeah, the week that we've just... Memories of the week. I love the way you said that. I have nostalgia for Monday. At number 10, the holidays. And that's tied with discussion about the national psyche. It's a big story, the national psyche. In other words, our mood, our feelings. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, climate change. At number 7, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 6, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 5, race relations, and that's tied with crime and violence. At number 4, we have voter legislation, and that's tied with abortion. The January 6 investigation is at number 3. The number 2 story is, of course, COVID-19, the Omicron variant, vaccines, tests, and politics. And number 1's the economy, the Build Back Better bill stalled. And the most talked about people, Kamala Harris at 10, Xi Jinping at 9, Putin at 8, Mitch McConnell at 7, Nancy Pelosi at 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Tony Fauci at 3, Joe Manchin at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And
last week. It was Joe Manchin and Joe Biden also in 1 and 2 last week. And is it, from your perspective as a researcher, doing this every week, talking to the stations, listening to the hosts, that sort of thing, does the season affect what goes on? And I say that because normally most things slow down at this time of year. So what is your read on whatever events that have nothing to do with our story list affect the story list, if that makes sense?
The season has an effect on it economically. The season has an effect on it emotionally. The season relates to a number of things. However, I don't think things slow down anymore at any time. I think the concept of slow down is a mental construct that we do to keep ourselves sane. But if you really follow it, really beginning around 2015 with the emergence of Donald Trump as a national figure of influence, things are going on all day, all night, all weekend, and through holidays. And that has not changed.
Is it frustrating because you can't really get away from it? You can't really. You can't get away from it.
Well, I mean, we try to get away from it. That's why I said the construct of the mind. We tend to use the holidays as the great divide. Mm-hmm. How many times have you said, I'll get back to you after the holidays? Yeah, we'll do that after the holidays.
It is incredible. Nobody to do business with. You can't find anybody. Everybody's gone.
But they're still doing stuff. What happens is we create, the human mind is funny. We create artificial boundaries, and we believe they are real. And the holidays, and I noticed this even as a kid when I used to think about, you know, being off from school for a week or whatever. We tend to think in early December, as we approach the holidays, that somehow there's this large gap between December and January. And the big letdown always is how fast January comes. Like, bingo, you know, because you're so busy during the holidays worrying about the holidays and working, and the extra work that the holidays creates in terms of taking care of plans, although that's different this year, that we tend to use holidays as an artificial boundary so that we could have at least some type of an emotional break from the stress that we face day to day.
You know, it's interesting. In the business world, there are two New Years, especially in the radio world, I have found, but I think it's true in other worlds as well. The January 1st rebirth, the beginning, new beginnings, first of the year, new jobs often start, and a new added, just the 1st of January. But then there's also the 1st of September.
Yeah,
that it is the same. It's like everybody's got there's a slowdown, a pickup, a slowdown. The most vacationed weeks of the year are July 4th, that's number one. Christmas week's number two, and Labor Day is number three. So it's interesting how those pieces fit together when it comes to the calendar of life, the calendar of business.
I think September really is more of a new year in terms of how we partition the events of our lives than even January 1st. There's something about summer vacation. It goes back to when we're in school. That coming back to school in September, and for many people who live in climates that are, you know, seasonal, it gets colder, it's crisper.
Yeah.
Even in California and Florida, the season changes a little bit.
This year especially, it's like I'm going to California for the week, and I look at the predictions for next week. The temperatures there aren't going to be much different from the temperatures here where we are in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. So, as a matter of fact, one day it was colder in L.A. this past week
than it was
in Massachusetts.
And so if we look at the number eight thing on the story, climate change, it's all happening because of that. And it really isn't, because I can remember going back and forth to California for years since the 1990s. And the weather has been erratic. February, often September is very hot, and then February, early March is wet. It's a little earlier this year, but all these people say, oh, my God, look at all this rain. Hello, you've been yelling, screaming, you need rain, so what are you complaining about?
When I think about California, I've lived in Southern California for many years of my life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you notice is that people don't know how to drive in the rain.
They don't know how to drive even if it's sunny out.
Well, lately, I don't think people know how to drive anywhere. The roads crazier than ever?
I was talking about William Shatner having a little fender bender in Studio City the other day, and the idea that somebody who's 90, which is his age, is driving and is aware and paying attention to what's going on around him or her, and then the person that he was involved in the accident with was a young driver. And I am absolutely definitively positive that the people who are younger and driving haven't had the experiences, they don't know how to handle, they don't even know what's at their disposal, the power of these cars and what they can do with them. And as a result of that, and plus the fact that they're like zombies with their devices paying attention, it's a recipe for disaster on the highways. It really is. And my read of it, what do you think?
I have two things to say about that. First of all, I don't think it's just young people. I think there's some old people on the roads that shouldn't be driving, and that's a very controversial topic unto itself. So bad drivers of all age get under my skin. And then there's some people who are right in the prime of their lives who also can't drive very well. The other thing is, can you imagine driving in your car and getting into a fender bender and suddenly realizing the other driver is William Shatner? Captain Kirk just rammed into your bumper? And it's that one is, it's almost worth having a fender bender for that. But,
right.
But more
can I
so.
Have your autograph? Yeah.
Right. The guy goes up into space a few weeks ago and this very dangerous mission, comes back unscathed, and then gets into a car accident in Studio City or wherever the heck it was.
Isn't it funny? Most people also think that people, stars of his caliber, have drivers. They don't drive themselves. They have somebody to drive them to wherever their next stop is. And Shatner works all the time. That's one of the reasons he's so healthy, I think, and long-lived, because he's at it all the time. He's got a project. He's always, it's just like he's going all the time.
And moving to California from New York was amazing to me, that you would run into stars and actors and celebrities at the supermarket, you know, in at restaurant situations. And sometimes you run into somebody and you go, I know you from somewhere. Or do we know each other? And you realize it's a character from some TV show in the 70s.
So here's my story about that, one of my many stories. Most of the time I've spent in Southern California since the 90s, I've lived at a place in Santa Monica. And there's a grocery store called the San Vicente Market. And one day I went in and I was shopping, and the guy parked next to me had the exact same car I did. And he was in going through, and I looked at him, and I said, does anybody ever tell you you look just like Mick Fleetwood? And he said, yeah, people tell me that. People tell me that all the time. And he said, he shook his hand out, and he said, hi, I'm Mick Fleetwood. And so we had a conversation. It was pretty funny. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just 4 simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to multi-use stadiums and fields, what a pain it is to paint and repaint the sidelines, end zones, and logos when switching, say, from football to soccer to rugby. Well, today we're meeting a little robot named Robbie, who paints all those yard lines 7 times faster than humans. Looking like the field version of a Roomba, he does it in 1 hour, what used to take multiple people a full day to do. Robbie uses GPS and laser-like precision to autonomously paint athletic fields, which frees up the staff to focus on other field prep. Robbie can be programmed with 45 different field types, including customized logos. Robbie does have bad days too, when he loses a Wi-Fi connection, doesn't connect to the satellite transmitter, or glitches in bad weather, his work can be wobbly and incomplete. You can check it out for yourself at turftank.com. That's TURFTANK.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week before the week ending the year 2021. We will do, I promise, as we usually do, Michael Harrison and I, the end of the year chart and the end of the year program, reviewing what has happened during the year 2021 in the world of talk radio, news talk radio. It'll be a stellar performance, I'm sure, as you probably already started to put that list together. But it can't be that hard this year. It can't be that hard a list to do, is it? Or is it because you got to weed a lot of stuff out?
Well, I mean, it's what we do. I mean, it's hard or it's easy, depending upon what kind of facts you have at your disposal. We don't find it hard. We find it a responsibility. But we also understand that there's a flexibility to it. You know, it's basically an impression. It's a snapshot. The year in review list is easier to do than the weekly lists because we have so many more months of the topics that the big ones really make themselves quite evident. And I mean, it's obvious what the number one issue of the year is, isn't it? I mean, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. What would you think the number one issue is going to be?
Well, COVID, of course. Yeah, COVID is number one. Yeah,
number one.
It's a whole
era. We're in the middle of an era. It's like the second year of World War II. You know, none of us were around to experience it personally, but I can imagine what that was like. Very different than anything we've. I mean, everything changed during World War II. And it went on for 4 years. Of course, the Vietnam War went for 8 years. But I don't think during the Vietnam era, which I did experience in my lifetime, I don't think it was as overwhelmingly apparent in minute-to-minute life as was World War II for the folks that lived back then.
I think it depended on your age. If you are our age, draft status, who you knew that you went to school with that was getting killed in Vietnam, those sorts of things were right in your face.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But I mean, it did last. You know, one of the interesting comparatives that we've not talked about here in terms of the COVID expense, you know, number one this week is the economy. Number two is COVID. They're tied together inextricably. And the reason that I bring them up and put them together is because, according to the stats from the government spending offices, or whatever they call them, the General Accounting Office, we have spent more money in the last 2 years fighting COVID in terms of real dollars than was spent to win World War II in terms of today's dollars. $4 trillion plus was spent in World War II. $6 trillion has been spent on COVID since last year. So,
well, perhaps that's why people were able to run a whole household and a family on one income, mm-hmm. as opposed to today when two incomes don't even cut it.
Yeah. Well, and the tax responsibilities and that sort of thing. And that, by the way, brings me around to the situation with the Buy Better, Build Back, Bung, or whatever this week's name for it is, which is number one. And the impact of Joe Manchin, this week, the fellow who runs the Republican side of the Senate, Mr. McConnell, invited Mr. Manchin to join the Republican Party. How about them apples?
That doesn't surprise me. Of course, Manchin could be a candidate for the Democrats.
Of course he is. He's a presidential candidate, absolutely. Yeah. Why do you think he's doing all this stuff?
Or do you think it's a Manchinian candidate?
Ooh.
I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that. Yes.
So write that down.
Manchinian, yeah. Make sure you hold on to that.
Manchinian candidate.
Yes. That'd be when you do your weekly, right. You do your own radio program there, you do your podcast and whatever. Yes.
We'll name it
it's
that, yeah.
Time for the Manchinian.
Right.
On your hair, on their chinny chin, Manchinian. Yes, all right. We're getting silly, but that's okay. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the next to the last week of the year. We'll be back on the mall. Well, we're going to continue another half hour of this discussion this week, but next week you can count on us for having an original chart and the overview for the year as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of customers were without power Monday as a storm slammed the Pacific Northwest, forcing some highways in Northern California and Nevada to close. With travel warnings issued in the Sierra Nevada mountains, more than 6,000 flights worldwide have been canceled over the three-day Christmas weekend as airlines continue to contend with Omicron policies that are in place, creating staff shortages. A conflation of events. That's how Dr. Fauci on ABC News describes the latest COVID-19 test kit shortages in America.
The situation where you have such a high demand, a conflation of events, Omicron stirring people to get appropriately concerned and wanting to get tested, as well as the fact of the run on tests during the holiday season. We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow.
USA Radio News.
return.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
National Basketball Association player Enes Kanter Freedom was on Fox News Sunday describing what it's like to become an American citizen.
I remember first time coming here in 2009, my dream to become a part of this great nation because, you know, this country has, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of press. And, you know, the reason I wanted to make that world part of me and carry it everywhere I go. First, I wanted to educate our young generation because, you know, there are so many problems that are happening all over the world. But I wanted to all the kids out there to research what freedom means, you know. So that word was just mean world to me. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm coming from a country, you know, where you, when you criticize your government, your family will be in jail and tortured. You know, when you criticize the government, your passport will be revoked and your name will be on Interpol list. You know, they're going to call you international criminal. They're going to call you terrorist. So more often, you know, I sit down with my friends, with my teammates and with my, you know, colleagues and talk about how blessed and how lucky we are to be in this situation. And obviously, you know, America have our own problems, but people should feel really blessed to be in this situation because we have checks and balances. So that's why I'm like, this is great.
Mr. Freedom plays center for the Boston Celtics. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You know, as I am linking back at the conversations I've had about some of the stuff on the air this week on the DJV program, I'm looking at January 6th and the investigation. That's number three this week on the story list. And the story is about, like, the rioter who was sentenced after his wife posted and tipped off the FBI. That's why he... That's why he got convicted and sentenced to a year of probation in order to pay a fine and restitution. Now, one wonders how many other stories, like, because there were thousands of these people, how many of them were actually identified remains to be seen. But do you think this just needs to go away, or do we need to keep grinding on this to make a point?
Well, I hope eventually it goes away, but I don't think we should let it go away without investigating it fully and coming to a national understanding of how serious it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's terribly politicized, and I don't think it's to the advantage of either party to politicize it too much. Democrats are being accused of politicizing it and thus opening the door for the Republicans to present it as some type of an honest demonstration. And the Republicans are politicizing it to the point that they are really denying any culpability for causing something to happen that's a national embarrassment and a disgrace.
It is.
So both parties are out of whack on this. And I'm terribly worried about going forward Because if there's no cooperation and every party seeks, you know, victory at the expense of truth, we're going to head down a dark road.
Well, the whole business of being responsible these days seems to have taken a course that was different from when we were growing up, or when we, I think even now as experienced adults in life, we take responsibility. That's what we were taught to do. And what happens with younger people today, 20s, 30s, 40s, they don't take responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. The two trials that are going on this week, that woman Theranos, who ran the blood, whatever was the name of that company? No, her name, the name of the company was Theranos. She's Norton, I don't remember what her name is, not important. And that Ghislaine Maxwell, both blaming their problems. Those are two very prominent trials this week. Both blaming their problems on men and having bad relationships and being molested and, you know, the Chris Noth syndrome, which is another huge thing in pop culture this week. So, you know, at what point are we ever going to go back to taking responsibility for things we do ourselves?
Well, I don't know how accurate that is in terms of if you actually look at it under the microscope. I get uncomfortable blaming young people for anything because I see people of all ages doing this. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many, many young people who are very responsible.
Oh, I'm not suggesting there aren't. Please don't take it that way. I hope that didn't sound like that. Maybe it did.
It did. that's why I'm distancing myself from it.
All right, go ahead.
I don't believe that it's a... I believe there are generational differences, but I don't think that you could cast the younger generation is... You know, I don't want to be in a situation of, you know, kids today, blah, blah, because that's almost a stereotype.
Oh, yeah, it is. We heard that before.
But as a culture today, of all ages, yeah, we are in a righteous indignation. Who to blame? Who to fear? And who to fear and who to blame? And that's actually un-American. If you want to be a rugged individualist and you want to have the
freedom, take responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So speaking of that, this is sort of it's in and it's out. I'm kind of interested in Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just find her to be fascinating in that she's such a cucamonga. And yet gets so much attention. She has been boasting about being unvaccinated. However, it was relayed this week that before, this is almost like, I don't know whether this is insider trading or not, she bought stock in all three of the major vaccine makers as COVID got started. So I'm not going to get a shot. I mean, who knows whether they're telling the truth, right? Who knows? These people who said they weren't vaccinated.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Yeah. There's so much hypocrisy surrounding this whole vaccination situation.
Right.
But one thing I'm glad about that has come to light, for the most part, not completely, the last month or so, last 6 weeks tracking people's opinions, finally there seems to be an understanding out there that there's a difference between being an anti-vaxxer and being anti-mandate.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
that's an important development in the right direction.
Yeah, right. People finally understanding what the difference is. Yeah, yeah. Okay, speaking of that, we have China and our relationship with China at number 6 this week, and we'll tie that to number 2, COVID, because the Chinese have now, as of this moment, ordered a lockdown on 13 million of its residents that live in the areas where there is a serious problem to the point of panic. China supposedly has vaccinated 88%, at least that's what the government says, of their people, but it's with their vaccine, and most of the outside world has found that the Chinese vaccine isn't worth much. So anyway, they're dealing with this. This is something they caused themselves. It's interesting to watch, don't you think? Because some from the outside, you can't buy groceries, houses are nailed up, and transportation is shut down. It's really very interesting to get that. And, you know, we look at the rest of the world as to how this is impacting it. For example, in Africa, there's some like the Congo. Nobody has gotten a vaccine. They won't let the vaccine in the country because the leaders don't trust the vaccine.
Hmm. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the statistics are in terms of the incidence of contagion and people dying or hospitalization in the Congo. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to it'd be very interesting if they don't have the vaccine and they don't have severe COVID. You know, there are inconsistencies in terms of the ratio between vaccinations and people contracting the disease.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not sure where and what, because it changes all the time, and who knows what the sources are in terms of their credibility.
Mm-hmm. Have we lost, do you think we're at a point in our life that we've lost the ability to be credible, whether as spokespeople for certain things like we're reporting on what the 10 most discussed stories were, topics this week on News Talk Radio? And so people say, well, how do we know that that's right? Well, because you do the research. And I guess that's where we go back to most anything. How do we know what's in the New York Times is right? I don't think it is much of the time. I don't think what's in Newsmax is right most of the time. So how do we get to the bottom line in your experience?
Well, I think we have to have high journalistic standards again. We have to think of journalism as a highly regarded profession.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do it?
It's through education and through practice. I mean, people have to be proud of what they do as opposed to just do whatever it takes to make a buck. And these are complicated problems, and it takes years sometimes to turn it around. But if we don't, and it's not like journalism, again, comparing times gone by, yellow journalism and lying and crummy news, fake news, has been around for a very, very long time. So these are age-old problems, and I wish I had an easy answer other than constant vigilance and strong reliance on education and values that underscore believing in truth, justice, and the American way. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah. That is very well put. The Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio. We do it every week at this time on hundreds of stations all around the country. I'm happy to have been able to do this with Michael for so many years, and hopefully we continue to do it for many years to come. Time for a powerful message from the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the non-drug weight loss supplement that not only helps you lose weight, but more importantly, it really is a very good way of helping you keep the weight off. Once you get it gone, then you want to keep it off. So many people at this time of year, especially, they were taking good care of themselves before the holidays began, and then they just started eating and eating and eating. And so at the end of the holiday season, what do they have to show for it? Well, they're heavier. They got more of a fat quotient. They want to go on a diet, or they want to go to the gym, or they want to get on this drug or that program. Well, this message is specifically for people who are overweight and who are, and the problem with being overweight is usually they have too many fat cells. And if you haven't heard it yet, the facts from the investigations being done on COVID and the spikes that were put into the virus were there specifically engineered to glom onto your body fat. So that's one of the reasons that, according to the researchers, that people are dying more or getting sicker who are heavier, because the fat component of their body allows the virus to stick around, to go and to stay. So if you don't want to suffer that fate, find out how you can help yourself. Go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Either of the websites work. Find out how this works for you. Take advantage as we get to the end of the year of the 12 days of Christmas giveaways and special prices, and the fact that if you spend a lot of money on Christmas gifts, you can still order this stuff and you can use their afterpay option. All of these things aimed at helping you lose weight, take care of your body, and keep it off. That's what I suggest you think about. Go to TopLoss.com, find out how Calitrin works, and when you decide to order, you can use the specials on the 12 day of Christmas. You can use the BOGO deals that we have, and also free shipping. You'll get that when you use the code DJV at checkout at TopLoss.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road.
So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the four steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just four simple moves. Get it, flip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select style ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Back for a moment or two with Michael Harrison from Talkers about the MH interview. Michael Harrison interview this week. Who's the person spotlighted?
Interesting character named Rob Carson, who has a show on Newsmax TV on the weekend, and is an old meaning he's been around a while, he's not old, radio guy, who's now going into national syndication by Newsmax. And he's a guy that was behind Rush Limbaugh's comedy. He used to write comedy for Rush, and he's a very talented guy.
What time is his show airing?
His show airs noon to 3. Oh, so he's another one in the old Rush spot. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a lot of people rushing to fill that Rush spot. Yeah. That's for sure. All right, Michael, good luck on that, and good luck for the new year. We're going to have a great year, I'm sure of that. Happy holidays to everybody listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Alright, crank this up, will you, Phil?
Now the jingle hop has begun.
The reason that we come back in that way, with Bobby Helms from 1957, this song, interestingly and believable as it may be, when you look back at the history of popular Christmas tunes, this song has been played more on the radio than any other Christmas tune ever recorded. How about that? Number two on the list is Andy Williams with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. These are the most played titles in the history of Christmas music. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is number three with Brenda Lee. Burl Ives and Rudolph, number four. All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey, is number five. You know, I am amazed. That song was recorded
up, right?
In 1994. Well, I'm talking about the entire... It only came into the picture in 1994.
Right.
So all the songs that are before that from after World War I, and that's why I gave you the stuff from... 57. I think it's a fabulous song. I never get tired of it.
Never gets old.
Never. No. Never, ever. Yep.
It's good all time of year.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it is. So, anyway, those are the top five songs. Honorable mention goes to Sleigh Ride and Feliz Navidad. That stuff. You know, another song came around 1986 was Wham's Last Christmas. That gets played a lot. That's a pretty good song. You don't get sick of that.
Nope, and it gets covered. It's Gwen Stefani covered it, and Taylor Swift. Everyone has covered that song. I still kind of think George Michael's original version is the best.
Yeah, it is. I think you're right about that. Christmas with Darlene Love, number 22 on the list. Yeah, this is a good song.
Nice. I can't believe he died on Christmas night.
Yeah.
I still always think of him. I was cooking dinner with my family when the news came across the TV. I'll never forget that. I was devastated.
Yeah. How many people got a lot of Christmas cards this year? You get good ones?
Not many this year. I got a lot fewer this year than
really?
Normal. I think people just didn't want to bother.
Well,
I feel like a lot of them were done on social media anymore this year, too.
You think so?
They posted it to their Instagram. And
the lazy way out.
Card.
Here's the best Christmas card I ever got. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of somebody else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a little more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and the wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. And speak it still once more. Yep. That was, I got that card in 1989 from a fellow that, actually, this guy was Jewish. When I think about it, who gave it, you know, I've gotten in this, and he was a listener in Cincinnati. I remember that because I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time. And I'd started doing the morning program. And the first year I did the morning program, again, I did it live on the air at the time. And I can't, because I started in October of 1988. And at that point, I didn't even know I had any listeners. You know, it was one of those experiments in terror. You start doing something and you wonder if anybody's there. And I know I went probably a couple, 3 months before any radio station would actually pick up the show and listen to. And then the next year at Christmas, I think I got much more response. Speaking of response, the top three, you got the on our social media, the top three Christmas movies. What are they, Jay?
David Slater picks Miracle on 34th Street, which is a good one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, yes. And Rudolph. John Waldzak says also Christmas Vacation because it's just classic and it's amazing. Yeah. And Clark Griswold, let's be real. Elf is a good one. A Christmas Story. Jonda Burke's favorites are Home for the Holidays, Bad Mom's Christmas, and The Holiday.
So I'd be, I guess if I tell you I don't like Christmas Vacation, then I'd be the Bah Humbugger here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We've probably already seen it 50 times this season. It just never gets old. It's so
really
funny.
Yeah.
What do you
all
not
right
like about it?
I just don't like Chevy Chase.
That'll do it. If you don't like an actor yet, I get that.
No. Okay, what was the big present? Give us one present that you really wanted when you were a child. What one present did you get that you wanted, Victoria? Jay? Remember?
Yeah, I really
Nintendo,
wanted a Nintendo,
probably. The first
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the original NES.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
What about you, Jay?
My big one was a drum set, and after a few years of asking, I finally got it.
So brave.
Yeah, my God, yeah, exactly. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas Eve on the DJB program, 59 past the hour.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.